بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين ولا عدوان إلا على الظالمين أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين أما بعد. In this lesson we come to ayah number 62 onwards, reading from the tafsir of Shaykh Abd al-Rahman ibn Nasir al-Si'di rahimullah, along with benefits from tafsir ibn Kathir. And as usual, we'll begin by reading together inshallah, and then after this we'll go through the meanings and the tafsir of the ayat of the Quran.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم
إن الذين آمنوا
إن الذين آمنوا
والذين هادوا
والذين هادوا
والنصارى والصابئين
والنصارى والصابئين
من آمن بالله واليوم الآخر
من آمن بالله واليوم الآخر
وعمل صالحا
وعمل صالحا
فلهم أجرهم عند ربهم
فلهم أجرهم عند ربهم
ولا خوف عليهم ولا هم يحزنون
ولا خوف عليهم ولا هم يحزنون
وإذ أخذنا ميثاقكم
وإذ أخذنا ميثاقكم
ورفعنا فوقكم الطور
ورفعنا فوقكم الطور
خذوا ما آتيناكم بقوة
خذوا ما آتيناكم بقوة
واذكروا ما فيه لعلكم تتقون
واذكروا ما فيه لعلكم تتقون
ثم توليتم من بعد ذلك
ثم توليتم
فلولا فضل الله عليكم
فلولا فضل الله عليكم
ورحمته لكنتم من الخاسرين
ورحمته لكنتم من الخاسرين
ولقد علمتم الذين اعتدوا
ولقد علمتم الذين اعتدوا
منكم
منكم
في السبت فقلنا لهم
في السبت فقلنا لهم
في السبت فقلنا لهم
في السبت فقلنا لهم
كونوا قردة خاسئين
كونوا قردة خاسئين
كونوا قردة خاسئين
كونوا قردة خاسئين
فجعلناها نكالا لما
فجعلناها نكالا لما
بين يديها
بين يديها
وما خلفها
وما خلفها
وموعظة للمتقين
وموعظة للمتقين
أحسن الله إليكم. So in these blessed ayat from Surah Al-Baqarah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he begins by mentioning four different groups of people. He says, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا, verily those people who have iman, meaning those people who have iman from the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the Muslimun and the mu'minun. وَالَّذِينَ هَادُوا, and the followers of the Yahud. وَالَّذِينَ هَادُوا, i.e. al-Yahud. وَالنَّصَارَى, and the Nasara, those who are called Christians nowadays. وَالصَّابِئِينَ, and fourthly, الصَّابِئِينَ. And Shaykh Abd al-Rahman ibn Nasir al-Si'di rahimullah, he mentions that الصَّابِئِينَ, they are a group from amongst the Christians, a group from amongst the Nasara. مَنْ آمَنَ بِاللَّهِ وَالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ. And from these four groups of people, from the Mu'minun and the Yahud and Nasara and the Sabi'een, whoever has Iman in Allah from amongst them, وَالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ, and whoever has Iman in the final day amongst them, وَعَمِلَ صَالِحًا, and he does righteous deeds, فَلَهُمْ أَجْرُهُمْ عِنْدَ رَبِّهِمْ, then for him or for them is the reward with their Lord, وَلَا خَوْفٌ عَلَيْهِمْ, and there is no fear upon them, وَلَا هُمْ يَحْزَنُونَ, and neither is there any anxiety or worry for them. And some people, they misunderstand this ayah, and they use this ayah as if it is an evidence that the Muslims and the Yahud and the Nasara, those who are present today, all of them are from the people of Jannah, or all of them are from upon the truth, or all of them, it is all one religion, and therefore we should be united and come close to each other. And they call this either taqribul adiyan, meaning bringing the religions together, or wahdadul adiyan, uniting the religions. And in reality, they have misunderstood this ayah, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he speaks about those people of Iman, the Muslims from Ummat Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and those from the Yahud wa Nasara and the Sabi'een, and then he mentions a condition. He says, مَنْ آمَنَ بِاللَّهِ وَالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ وَعَمِلَ صَالِحًا. Those amongst them who have Iman in Allah and the final day, and they do righteous deeds, then for them is the reward. So this ayah isn't talking about all of al-Yahud wa al-Nasara wa al-Sabi'un. Rather, it is only about those who have Iman in Allah and the final day and the righteous, and they do righteous deeds. Ibn Kathir rahimullah, he mentions that this ayah, the story behind this ayah is that Salman al-Farisi radiallahu anhu, he went to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and he mentioned to the Prophet the situation of his own people. If you remember, Salman al-Farisi radiallahu anhu, he started as a fire worshipper, and then in his journey towards the truth, he left that, and then he went toward the Yahud, and then he left them, and he went towards the Nasara, and then he came to al-Islam. So he was talking to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and he was mentioning his people, and how they were people of righteousness, and how they used to pray, and they used to fast, and give in charity, and they even used to believe in the Prophet, meaning they used to believe that there is a Prophet coming. Because in the scriptures of the Yahud and the Nasara, it's mentioned the coming of another Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And the Prophet said, after Salman had finished praising his own people, the Prophet said, Ya Salman, O Salman, min ahlin nar. They are from the people of the fire. And this was something which was difficult for Salman radiallahu anhu. And then Allah revealed this ayah. He said that verily those people have Iman from this ummah, and from the Yahud and the Nasara and the Sabin, whoever has Iman in Allah and the final day and does righteous deeds, then for them is the good reward. And this ayah, it is talking about the Yahud and the Nasara of the previous times, not those who were present at the time of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Because whoever lives until the time of the Prophet or after the time of the Prophet, and he doesn't follow the Sharia of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, even if he carried on following the Sharia of Isa and Musa alayhi salam in truth, then it is not accepted from him. So it isn't allowed for a person to come after the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam and say, look, I believe in Allah, I believe in the angels, I believe in the hereafter, I believe in Tawheed, I worship Allah alone, but I'm going to remain upon the Sharia of Isa alayhi salam. Even if he truly remains upon the Sharia of Isa or the Sharia of Musa, rather he has to believe in the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And if you look at the context of this ayah, if you remember, before this ayah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he was condemning and rebuking Bani Israel and al-Yahud wa al-Nasara. And he was mentioning how the punishment of Allah came upon them. Why? Allah said, وَضُرِبَتْ عَلَيْهِمُ الذِّلَّةِ, that they were humiliated, وَالْمَسْكَنَةِ, And again, they were belittled. وَبَاءُ بِغَضَبٍ مِّنَ اللَّهِ And they earned the anger and the wrath of Allah. Why? ذَلِكَ بِأَنَّهُمْ كَانُوا يَكْفُرُونَ بِآيَاتِ اللَّهِ Because they should disbelieve in the ayat of Allah. وَيَقْتُلُونَ النَّبِيِّينَ بِغَيْرِ الْحَقِّ And they used to kill and fight the messengers and the prophets without any right. ذَلِكَ بِمَا عَصَوْا And this was because of the disobedience. وَكَانُوا يَعْتَدُونَ And because they used to oppress and they had injustice with them. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He rebuked all of Yahud wa Nasara. And perhaps the believers amongst them, they would say that all of that this punishment, it is upon us all. So then Allah, out of His mercy, He made an exception. After condemning al-Yahud wa Nasara and Bani Israel and mentioning their story that we covered in the previous ayat, then He made an exception. He said, despite our criticism of Bani Israel, but those who have Iman and those from the Yahud wa Nasara wa Sabi'een who believed in Allah and the final day and they used to do righteous deeds, so then for them is the reward with their Lord. So even though Allah rebuked Bani Israel and Al-Yahud wa Nasara in the previous ayat, it doesn't cover all of them. From them, those who disbelieved, then for them is the rebuke, for them is the criticism and for them is the punishment. But those who had Iman from them, who had Iman in Allah, who had Iman in the final day, those who believed in their messengers, then for them is a righteous deed. And as I mentioned, at the time of Musa alayhi salam, the Muslims at that time, meaning the true Yahud, they were those people who had Iman in Allah. They used to worship Him upon Tawheed and they used to follow the Sharia of Musa alayhi salam. And this remained up until Isa alayhi salam came. So when Isa alayhi salam came, then they had to have Iman in Allah and the final day and worship Allah upon Tawheed. But now the Sharia of Musa alayhi salam, it was abrogated. And they had to follow the Sharia of Isa alayhi salam. So they were the Muslims of that time. And then they remained upon that up until Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam came. So when he came, then they had to have Iman in Allah and the final day and worship Allah upon Tawheed and then follow the Sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And Allah said in the Quran, وَمَنْ يَبْتَغِي غَيْرَ الْإِسْلَامِ دِينًا فَلَنْ يُقْبَلَ مِنْ Whoever follows a religion other than Islam, then it will not be accepted from him. وَهُوَ فِي الْآخِرَةِ مِنَ الْخَاسِرِينَ And in the hereafter, he will be from the losers, those who have destroyed themselves. This ayah, وَمَنْ يَبْتَغِي غَيْرَ الْإِسْلَامِ Whoever follows religion other than Islam, meaning after the coming of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. As for before the coming of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, then إِنَّ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَالَّذِينَ هَادُوا وَالنَّصَارَ وَالصَّابِئِنَ مَنْ آمَنَ بِاللَّهِ Whoever from amongst the people of Iman and the Yahud and the Nasara and the Sabi'een, if they had Iman in Allah and the final day and they used to do righteous deeds, for them is the reward which is with their Lord. So this ayah, which we are discussing and studying, this refers to the Yahud and the Nasara before the coming of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And Allah is saying to them that even though we have condemned Bani Israel and Al-Yahud wa Nasara, but those amongst them from your forefathers who did have Iman in Allah and they didn't fight the messengers and they didn't disbelieve in the ayat of Allah, then for them is a righteous reward. And Al-Yahud, this name, this word Yahud, there's different reasons that the ulama give. Why were the Yahud, i.e. the Jews, why are they called Yahud? So some of them mention that this word Yahud, it is from the word Hawadatun. Hawada, therefore Yahud. And the meaning of Hawada is Mawadda. Mawadda means love and affection. And another explanation is that the word Al-Yahud, it comes from the word Tahud, which means Tawbah. Like Allah said in the Quran, they said to Musa alayhi salam, Inna hudana ilayk. We have repented to you. So the word Yahud, in this meaning, Inna hudna ilayk, that word hudna, it means we have repented to you. So Yahud were called Yahud because the righteous amongst them, they sought forgiveness and they repented to Allah from their oppression and transgression, and then therefore they loved and had affection for each other for the sake of Allah. And some of the ulama, they mention that the word Yahud, it comes from the verb Yuhawidu. And the meaning of Yuhawidu is to rock back and forth, because this is what the Yahud do when they recite their scriptures. What they do at the wailing wall when they come forward and backwards. And also if you ever see them when they recite a scripture and they go like this, they rock back and forth. And this is called Yuhawidu. And therefore they were called Al-Yahud. And from this, some of the ulama, like Sheikh Salih Fawzan Hafizullah, he mentioned that it isn't permissible for a person, whilst they're reciting the Qur'an, that they should be rocking forward and backwards. Like we see many of the children, many of the Muslims doing, that this isn't correct. Why? Because this is from the actions of the Yahud. And the Yahud, they were only called the Yahud because of this action of them rocking backwards and forwards. But the Muslims, when they recite the Book of Allah, they should be tranquil and calm. And of course a person might say that this is something that we've been doing since, you know, I was a child, and even if I try to stop, then I keep end up doing it because I've been doing it as a child. But a person has to cultivate and train themselves, and they always remind themselves. So even if you do fall into it, remember Al-Yahud, they were called Yahud because Yuhawiduna. They used to rock back and forth whilst they worship and whilst they recite their scriptures, and therefore Muslims should not do this. The verb is yatahawadun. So some of the ulama mentioned that the Yahud, they were called Yahud because yatahawaduna, because they rock back and forth whilst they are reciting the Torah. And then some of the ulama mentioned that the Yahud, they were given this name Yahud because Yahud was the name of the eldest child of Yaqub alayhi salam. And if you remember, we said that Bani Israel, the children of Israel, this word Israel, it was a nickname of Yaqub alayhi salam. And Yaqub alayhi salam, he had 12 children, and they are the 12 tribes of Bani Israel. The oldest son, the elder of the tribe, his name was Yahud. And therefore, Al-Yahud, they were given this ascription to the eldest child of Al-Yahud. As for Al-Nasara, then also, the ulama, they give different explanations. Why are the Nasara called the Nasara? So from amongst the explanations is that Nasara, it comes from the term Ansar or Nasir. And Ansar and Nasir, it means supporters and helpers. Because Isa alayhi salam, he called out and he said, Man Ansari ila Allah, who are my helpers today for the sake of Allah? And then they said, قَالَ الْحَوَارِيُّونَ, the disciples, they said, نَحْنُ أَنْصَارُ اللَّهِ, we will be the helpers of Allah, we will be the supporters of Allah. So because they called themselves نَحْنُ أَنْصَارُ اللَّهِ, then those who came after them, they were given the word or the title النَّصَارَى. Also, some of the ulama mentioned that they were called النَّصَارَى because they came down upon an earth called Nasira. A land somewhere, they came upon this land called Nasira, and therefore they were called An-Nasara. Of course, that which is important isn't the name which people are given, because the names, لا تغير الحقائق, names don't change reality. So a person could call himself Salih, a person could call himself righteous. There might be a Muslim who's called Salih, righteous, and yet he's the most disobedient of people. How many Muslims do you know who are called Abdullah, the worshipper of Allah, and yet they don't do any worship of Allah? So names don't matter, but it's the reality of that which a person is upon. And Allah said that from the people of Iman, and the Yahud who came previously, and the Nasara who came previously, and the Sabi'in who came previously, those amongst them who had Iman in Allah and the final day, and they did righteous deeds, فَلَهُمْ أَجْرُهُمْ عِنْدَ رَبِّهِمْ, then for them is their reward with their Lord. وَلَا خَوْفٌ عَلَيْهِمْ وَلَا هُمْ يَحْزَنُونَ, and they will not fear, meaning they will not have fear of that which comes tomorrow on Yawm al-Qiyamah. وَلَا هُمْ يَحْزَنُونَ, and neither will they have any anxiety of yesterday. And this is something which Allah has promised the believers amongst mankind, that if you believe in Allah, then there will be no fear upon you. You will not fear anything tomorrow. because you know that tomorrow, Yawm al-Qiyamah, Allah has promised you that if you die upon Tawheed, that Allah forgives your sins. And neither will you have any huzn, any anxiety or worry or sadness over yesterday. Because even the sins which you committed, as long as you were sincere in your repentance, and then you died upon Tawheed, then Allah from His mercy, He forgives your sins. So if a person doesn't regret and have anxiety over yesterday, and neither does he fear tomorrow, then this is complete happiness. This is the epitome of a sa'ada. This is the pinnacle of happiness. Happiness is for a person to not fear what will happen tomorrow, and to not have any anxiety of that which happened yesterday. And this sa'ada, this happiness, this high level of happiness, it is only for the people of Iman. Allah said, "Man amana billah wal yawmil akhir." Those who had Iman in Allah and the final day, and they did righteous deeds. So mankind, amongst them are people who have a level of happiness. And we shouldn't think that the kuffar, they only accept Islam because they were living a life of sadness and misery. It isn't always the case. In fact, there are many non-Muslims, and if you were to ask them, they say, "No, I was very happy when I was a non-Muslim." Not every non-Muslim is living a life of sadness or misery. Many of them living life in which they're enjoying their lives, and they've got wealth, and they're content, and they feel fulfillment. But this level of happiness, of not fearing tomorrow, and not having anxiety from yesterday, this is only for the people of Al-Iman. And then Allah once again, in the next ayah, He goes back to reminding Bani Israel. Because remember, in the previous ayat, Allah was reminding Bani Israel, "Wa'idh," remember, remember, remember. And then in the next ayah, Allah mentions again, "Wa'idh," meaning "Wadhkuru," remember and make mention of. "Wa'idh akhadna mithaqakum," remember, O Bani Israel, when we gave you a pledge. We took the pledge from you that you will worship Allah alone. وَرَفَعْنَا فَوْقَكُمُ الطُّورِ, and the Mount al-Tur, we raised it up. As a sign to Bani Israel, Allah raised up the Mount al-Tur. And then he was about to punish them, or he threatened them with Jabal Tur falling upon them and them being destroyed. But then out of His mercy, He didn't destroy them. So Allah says, "And remember, O Bani Israel, when we gave you the pledge." وَإِذْ أَخَذْنَا مِيثَاقَكُمْ, and the meaning of mithaq is a contract or a pledge. وَرَفَعْنَا فَوْقَكُمُ الطُّورِ, and we threatened you by raising the Mount Tur above you. And the pledge was, خُذُوا مَا آتَيْنَاكُمْ بِقُوَّةِ, that take that which we have given you with strength, meaning the Torah which has been given to you, take it with seriousness. Be diligent upon the Torah. And just as Allah ordered Al-Yahud wal-Nasara that they should take the scriptures biquwa, with strength, meaning with seriousness and diligence, then also He has ordered the believers. The Muslims have also been ordered that this Quran which we have revealed to you, خُذُوا مَا آتَيْنَاكُمْ بِقُوَّةِ, take it with seriousness. Take it with strength and diligence. وَذْكُرُوا مَا فِيهِ, and then remember and make mention of that which the Torah contains. The admonishments and the lessons and the warnings from Allah and the glad tidings from Allah which come in the Torah. And after that the Injil and the Quran, make mention of it. لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ, so you will be a people of At-Taqwa. And therefore, from the avenues of At-Taqwa is to implement the Quran and to contemplate the Quran and take lessons from the Quran. And after Allah had mercy upon them and He didn't destroy them by descending the mountain upon them, what did they do? ثُمَّ تُوَلَّيْتُمْ مِنْ بَعْدِ ذَلِكَ, then after this you turned away. Meaning we showed you the sign, we raised Jabal Tur, you still disbelieved and you still turned away. So what was the right of Allah? The right of Allah is that He destroys them. You know, Allah showed them the sign of a mountain, Tur, being raised, and then not destroying them, and then they turn away. What should Allah do? Allah should destroy them. Allah should now punish them. But look at the mercy of Allah. He says, فَلَوْلَا فَضْلُ اللَّهِ عَلَيْكُمْ وَرَحْمَتُهُ, had it not been for the virtue of Allah upon you, the kindness of Allah upon you, had it not been for the rahmah, the mercy of Allah upon you, لَكُنْتُمْ مِنَ الْخَاسِرِينَ, then you will surely have been from those who have been destroyed. And then Allah reminded them regarding their own forefathers. He says, وَلَقَدْ عَلِمْتُمُ الَّذِي نَعْتَدَوْ مِنْكُمْ فِي السَّبْتِ. Verily, O Bani Israel, you know regarding your forefathers who transgressed on a Sabt. A Sabt, of course, being a Sabbath, the Saturday. In Arabic, Saturday is called Yawm al-Sabt. And Allah in this ayah, He is referring to how deceptive and treacherous al-Yahud used to be. That when Allah told them that they should not hunt or fish on Saturday, then they used to try to deceive Allah, and as if they're plotting against Allah, so they would leave out their fishing nets on a Friday, and then they would wait till Sunday, and all of the fish that was gathered, they used to take it and eat it. So instead of them implementing the law of Allah, that they should not hunt and fish on a Saturday, they tried to deceive Allah by leaving the nets out on Friday and then catching and eating from the fish on Sunday. So Allah reminded them, وَلَقَدْ عَلِمْتُمُ الَّذِي نَعْتَدَوْ مِنْكُمْ فِي السَّبْتِ. You know, O Bani Israel, you know from your forefathers, those who used to try to deceive Allah and mock Allah through this plot of the Saturday. فَقُلْنَا لَهُمْ. And then as a punishment, we said to them, كُونُوا قِرَدَةٌ خَاسِئِينَ. You should be monkeys. So those from, there were particular people from before who came Bani Israel. Not all of Bani Israel, not all of Al-Yahud. A small group amongst them, when Allah told them not to do this, and they tried to trick Allah, then Allah changed them into monkeys. Why? فَجَعَلْنَاهَا نَكَالًا لِمَا بَيْنَ يَدَيْهَا. So they could be a sign for the other people who are around them. وَمَا خَلْفَهَا. And they could also be a sign and an admonishment for those who came after them from Bani Israel. And also, وَمَوْعِظَةً لِلْمُتَّقِينَ. And a maw'idah, a lesson, and an admonishment for the people of At-Taqwa. So, before all of these ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He was condemning Bani Israel. And then He mentioned an ayah which was an exception. He said, even though we have condemned and rebuked Bani Israel, but those amongst the Yahud and the Nasara who did believe in Allah and did believe in their messengers and did believe in the Yawm al-Akhir and used to do righteous deeds, then for them is the righteous reward. And then after this ayah, He went back to rebuking them and reminding them of the pledge which they took and the mercy which Allah had upon them. We'll suffice with that for this lesson. والله أعلم وصلى الله على نبينا وسلم